To the Batmobile. Let's go.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
Holy smokes, Batman. It's Gaggle of Geeks with...
Blake Howard?
And Sophie Lai.
Good morning, Blake Howard of Graffiti with Punctuation.
Good morning, Soph. Good morning, geeks. Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday.
I'm sounding way less Kathleen Turner than the last
you
one.
You are. The huskiness is gone. The sexy husk.
I know. The sexy is gone.
Things are a bit different for you, Blake.
They are. Literally, as we're talking, my lovely wife, Sam, is going to be induced to have our second baby in 6 days.
So that means you're gone.
I'm going to be gone just for about a month. I think at the beginning, I am going to have two children under two for a short while with my wife. And so I may never sleep again. I may go insane. These things happen. But guys, as happens, you know, a baton must be passed, right? Mm-hmm. So the amazing Maria Lewis, Soph, as you know, handed me a baton and
she said.
I'm going to be a writer, a screenwriter, an author, a purveyor of fine freelancing, whatever we want to call it.
Which is just a bit too much for me to do one extra podcast a week.
I don't have any time to do a third podcast a week of all the other podcasts I do. So she handed the reins to me and I'm stoked to be a part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, sometimes you need someone to step in.
Yeah.
You need someone to save you when you're making a mad dash exit, and I'll be standing ready to catch a new baby, so I'm not going to be able to be doing the podcast next week.
That's okay, because we found an amazing person.
We did. Tali Alatea, welcome to Gaggle of Geeks.
Thank you, guys. Oh, as long as you hand me the baton and not the baby, I think I'm going to be all right, because that's a whole new world.
Oh, my God. Like, I'm sure your kids are adorable, Blake, but I enjoy just going, holding their hands while you're carrying it.
Yeah.
So cute.
See, it always worries me about how to cradle their neck, because they've got such flimsy heads that they can't support.
Yes.
So they're always like, support the neck. And I was like, you're freaking me out. So I'm so focused on the neck that there's a chance that the rest of their limbs are flailing around and they're on the ground.
The hot tip is, okay, the neck is basically your main area of concentration, but it's like a burrito. You just, basically the head and the neck is the top of the burrito, so that's what you have to be careful with, but you just wrap them in a little swaddle so they're like a little tortilla, and you just get them in there and that's how you hold it. But anyway.
We digress.
We did digress. We really Tali, did. Welcome to the show.
Thank you guys. Thank you for having me. This is my dream come true because I actually, when I went to university, and I did an honours thesis, funnily enough, on the representation of Australian, the representation of Australianness in Who magazine,
because
I love pop culture so much. So I literally wrote a thesis on Who magazine and like Chris Hemsworth and Hugh Jackman was like, this Australianness is celebrated. They're like fair dinkum, true lads. And my lecturers were always like, where are you going to go with your life? And I was like, you wait one day.
One day I'm going to go on a pop culture podcast.
You find a geek and pop culture podcast.
Here I am.
I'm going to find something. And this week, I mean, look, so the intro is, firstly, welcome. You may have heard Tali. She was one of the amazing folks in what was called the Thunderdome of film critic auditions for Mark Fennell's job for the Triple J movie reviewer.
Big shoes. Spoiler alert, didn't win. Just in case.
Oh, look, I didn't win either. I didn't even get a Guernsey for a phone call. So, welcome. But I had heard of Tali. I had, I've done a couple of guest spots on ABC Radio with Mel Tate.
Mm-hmm. The evenings program.
The evenings program's down there. So I had heard of her before even her audition, involved with that show. I'm so stoked that you're here.
Thank you so much.
So welcome. And thank you for being a part of it. And thanks for coming along. And after an honours thesis in Who magazine and after joining us on a highfalutin culture show, what's the topic of the week, Soph?
Big dick energy.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, I know this is called Gal Geeks and people are like, how does this even relate to the geekdom? Well, Twitter. It is Twitter.
Everything comes back to geekdom and pop culture when Twitter gets involved. Mm-hmm. So, guys, I'm going to let Soph and Tali particularly talk about Big D Energy. The only thing I'm going to say is, this is the great thing about social media. Sometimes you miss something, and I was maybe hours behind what happened.
Mm.
I then saw a tweet from a friend that said something to the effect of, here's the Marvel Cinematic Universe Big Dick Energy ranked, and it was just a picture of Chris Hemsworth walking out of the surf. And then I had to go back and go, what is going on?
What happened?
Soph and Tali, what is going on with Big Dick Energy?
You you start, Tali?
Well, big dick energy.
I'll give it to you.
I think it got its huge thing on Twitter this week.
Literally.
With Anthony Bourdain's death. And someone memorialized him by saying that he epitomized what big dick energy was. And Anthony Bourdain, as a food critic and traveler, he was very irreverent in the way that he spoke. So I think he would have taken it as a compliment. I think anyone else dies and someone memorializes them as having big dick energy, they'd be like, I'm going to come back and haunt you. That's really offensive.
Yeah.
But I think Anthony Bourdain totally would have taken it as a compliment, would have loved it.
Loved it.
And so it kind of came out as other people who have big dick energy, which essentially are the people who are confident and carry themselves like you would imagine a guy with a big appendage does.
But they're not arrogant.
Not arrogant, because they can
big
back it
difference.
Up. They've got the receipts. So they're like, it's like Serena Williams walks into a tennis tournament with big dick energy because she knows she's won like 12 million grand slams.
Exactly.
But she can back it up. Mm. That, and that's what's important. It's not just these
And you can tell
guys.
Because the ones who are arrogant are the ones who are overcompensating.
Yeah. Mm. I think someone said that that's tiny hand energy is what the opposite of big dick energy is.
Tiny hand energy.
Tiny hand energy.
I understand.
Yes.
Now, and so that's when, but the big one, I guess the most memeable, which hit pop culture, was Ariana Grande, a really unfortunate photo of Ariana Grande and her fiancé. Is it Pete Davidson?
Yep. Yeah. From Saturday Night Live.
From Saturday Night Live. He's a comedian. She's licking a lollipop and he's smugly also suckling on his own lollipop as they're walking along, and it's just a really deeply unfortunate
Ariana
picture.
Ariana Grande should avoid all food. Do you remember when she licked the donut?
She did that on purpose.
Stop putting things
she
in your
just
mouth.
She was like, I'm sick of y'all. I'm going to lick this donut for the pap. Precisely.
Oh my God.
Oh, it's good stuff.
So,
but they started putting out lists ranking the MCU hero/villains.
Right.
Now, should we start from the small end or the big one?
let's start with the small.
Mm-hmm. So the small, most people would agree, it's at the moment Peter Quill.
Peter Quill.
Definitely overcompensating.
So Chris Pratt, for those who are playing at home. He does have a touch of the overcompensation, especially in the later movies.
Oh
he definitely
gosh.
Does.
Like, what was he doing in Infinity War?
Who knows? Who knows what he was doing?
And then, of course, Iron Man in the tiny hand department.
Oh.
It was quite synonymous with so many lists that Iron Man was like on the time.
And
Doctor Strange, because bravado.
No, Doctor Strange is low. Tony Stark.
Yeah, he can back it up. Oh. He's also got Gwyneth Paltrow helping him out. He's got it all going on.
But compared to maybe he's in the middle compared to the bigger scheme of things.
Yeah. I mean, look, everyone has had nuclear energy turn them into a rage monster. Yeah. And engorged their nether region unnaturally.
The thing I love is like most people put Hulk in the tiny hands.
Aww.
But Bruce Banner in the big
the
big D.
Yeah, yeah. We've seen Ruffalo's receipts. So is we just say number one's Hemsworth, right?
This is the thing. It's like at the moment it's pretty much Black Widow and Hemsworth as Thor.
Oh, right.
They're up there.
Yeah, it's
because it's ladies can have the big dick energy.
Yeah.
Totally. And out of the small amount, most of the ladies are high up there.
I did see a great photo that just said, this is big dick energy. And it was like Rihanna, like lounging.
Oh.
And she just looked.
She totally has
she
it. Just,
she has it.
She's
yeah.
just
so
like,
many levels.
She just, she yeah. yeah, she had it.
I did enjoy all the ranking of people did. They even tried to do it with politicians. They even did it with bachelors, like Australian bachelors who has big dick energy and who doesn't.
Oh, you poor sods.
Yeah, I think it was Tim Robbins, one of the bachelors. He was the most highly rated. The upcoming, who's the upcoming one?
Honey Badger.
Yeah, he's definitely got it. And the boring run, Richie Strawn, definitely doesn't have it.
No,
he don't have it. Maddie J don't have it.
No.
Sophie Monk only have a lot of it.
She's got swagger. But her big dick energy falls away when she like trips over and then she puts it on Instagram. Like it's hilarious, but she just does
it. She's owning it.
Yeah, that's it. She's owning it.
She's owning her BD.
She owns it. Right. So this is what the show is.
Welcome, Dali.
Oh, and guys, I think I've got a call coming in. Surprisingly, she's not there the next week. No, I'm totally down for all of this. I think I jumped too quickly into big dick energy.
So there's a stack of other news, but guys, you're going to have to jump to our podcast on Gaggle of Geeks to check that out. Tali is going to be there. And for the next 4 weeks, she's going to be here with Soph. And occasionally I might phone in, do a baby name reveal.
Oh, do that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can give you a clue.
Can you?
Yeah, I can give you a clue.
Is it a geeky name?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a clue. Okay, I'll give you a clue. If you know me, when you hear it, you will go, Oh, that makes sense.
It's not Michael Mann, is it?
No, it's not Michael Mann. It's not Michael Mann. But I did love, you know how much my heart leapt when Tali's like, I was at uni doing a thesis on pop culture. I'm like, I did a thesis too on Michael Mann because I'm obsessed with him. Now I have a podcast as well. But yeah, so super awesome. But no, if you know me and you know what I deeply love as a geek, the name will not be a surprise. But it's a very cool name.
So it's not Bruce Wayne either.
It's not Bruce Wayne. I don't like Bruce. I don't like the name Bruce or Wayne. Mm-hmm. I don't like either of those names.
I was going to say, I'm like, I know you love Batman, but it's like...
Alfred.
It's not Alfred. Don't guess, because if you get it, I will tell. But you're on the right. You're on the right track.
Oh, the plot thickens.
The plot thickens. You'll have to wait.
Well, but if you're on the Twitters, share us your list with us. Just tag at 2SER. I want to know.
Tag at 2SER.
I want to know your BDE tag, list, especially of your superhero BDE
tag
list.
Tag Tali, tag yes. Soph. We'll make sure that everyone is shared on there and tagged so that you can go. And we'll call you out on Saturday too. We'll be like, oh, we'll call you out today and be like, guys, Big Dick Energy, Marvel Cinematic Universe, go.
I cannot wait.
Anyhow, that was Gaggle Geeks.
Thank you, Soph.
Thank you, Blake. We'll catch you in a few weeks' time. Thank you, Ty, for joining us today.
Thank you, Charles.
If you want to hear more of us chatting, just look up 2SER's Gaggle of Geeks, the podcast, because it'll be much longer than this.
It will be much longer, and it's everywhere. So because we're on the Whooshka podcast apps, and that's all over Google apps, Google Podcasts now. As
I know,
well
it
as
just launched this week.
Just launched. So you'll be able to catch us on Google Podcasts if you've got an Android phone or an on Apple Podcasts if you've got an iPhone, so yep. You can catch us all over the place.
Yep. Until then, bye.